Welcome to a guided meditation recorded live at CDM in Everett, Washington, USA.
Today I'd like for us to put our attention in our meditation on balance. You find your life is a little out of balance now and then? I'm expecting everyone to laugh about that because most people's lives are terribly out of balance. The last few Sundays, we've taken turns meditating on giving and receiving, certainly something that people tend to get way out of balance with. Give, give, give. I hear there's some folks here with like 4 children. Now, that's a real giving life. And it's easy to get out of balance when you're giving so much. It's also easy to get out of balance with spirit and body. And so that's what I'd like for us to focus the most on in relation to balancing as we meditate today. Most people do not realize you are spirit. You are not your physical body. And so we tend to get out of balance and get focused just on the body and the ways of the body. So today we're going to meditate on validating both spirit and body and balancing these two acts. So I invite you to close your eyes and tune into you, because everything is inside you. If you wish to know the world, get to know yourself, and you will know everything. So take a nice deep breath and start to know yourself by grounding. You are an electrical energy field. Everything is energy. And by grounding this energy, you take control. So take a nice deep breath and allow a flow of energy to move from near the base of your spine through the chair and the floor and the earth until your grounding cord flows all the way to the center of the earth. Take some nice deep breaths to help your body adjust to being grounded. This is step one to knowing yourself, the spirit. You are spirit, and you created the grounding cord. Your body can't do it. You can get into body effort levels, try really, really hard, and it won't work. We could go out and rent a big machine and start digging a hole to the center of the earth, but that wouldn't work either. So allow yourself to validate that you, the spirit, are creating your grounding and creating balance by grounding. Now, I keep saying you are spirit, but I want to introduce you to yourself. You are a bright spark of light, a part of the divine force, or God. And you're going to see yourself and others as that bright spark of light. So let that spark that's you, uniquely you, come to the top of your head. And I want you to sit there for just a moment, because this is where you, the spirit, can be still and know. Can know all things, anything. Right now, I'd like for you to know yourself, the spirit. Then comfortably come down to the center of your head, a little above and behind your eyes, into the center of your head where you can be neutral, you can be in control of your physical environment. As you shine there, be aware that you are the light and life of your body. You are not the body. You are the life of the body. Without you, the body will not exist. Use your energy to ground and focus in the center of your head. You at this moment, by using these powerful spiritual techniques, are creating some balance. You're allowing yourself, the spirit, to consciously manifest into your physical body. And at the same time, you're acknowledging the body, working through it and with it. From the center of your head, be aware of your body around you, and you as separate and yet within the body, there in the center of your head. Now here you are, this amazing spirit, all-knowing, all-seeing, all-powerful, part of God, and you're sitting here in a physical body. This is definitely a major balancing act. I know lots of people think male and female is the most intense balancing act, but it's not. Male and female have lots in common. Spirit and body are actually opposite. Completely and totally opposite. What an amazing thing that we as spirit come and manifest through this opposite environment to grow and learn. So I'm going to give you just a moment to be quiet, being aware of you, the spirit, and your body. Now, most people on planet Earth are way out of balance in focusing on the body. So today, we're going to meditate a bit on allowing the body and loving the body as it is, while at the same time validating ourselves as spirit and giving ourselves permission for that spiritual time, spiritual perspective, spiritual creativity, all the wonderful things available to us and from us. So let that spark of you shine in the center of your head. And I want you to tune in to one thing you're doing in your life right now that just isn't working out. It could be work or a relationship or travel plans or anything. And I want you to just tune in to how much you're dealing with this from a body perspective. Maybe there's something at work that isn't moving along the way you want it to, and boy, you're trying really hard and puts a lot of energy and time and work and struggle, and it still isn't working. You're out of balance. Now give yourself permission to use your grounding cord to release some of that body energy around this issue. To sparkle there in the center of your head and gain a spiritual view of the situation. Maybe you're having trouble with one of your children. And you're trying to deal with this from a body level. And you give yourself a spiritual perspective and go, oh, all the child needs is space from me. Allow some spiritual perspective. Get some balance. We are using the body for communication and for creativity. That's what it is. It's our little space capsule here on planet Earth through which we communicate, through which we create. Allow some balance because your space capsule can't do all the things you're here to do. It can simply carry you around, collect information, provide you with sensations and experiences. But you are spirit, all-knowing, all-seeing, and all-powerful, and you are the creator, even of the body. Take a nice deep breath. And I'm going to give you a few more moments of silence for you to meditate on increasing your spiritual awareness to help balance your spirit-body creative level. Allow yourself to begin to see how you can bring your spiritual awareness, energy, and creativity into your life. reassure your body it's not alone. It has you. Now let's meditate for just a moment on the differences between spirit and body. Bodies operate in time and space. Spirit is not limited by time and space. In other words, you, the spirit, can be in Hawaii in less than a second. But for you to go to Hawaii, you're going to have to get up, go home, pack a suitcase, get an airplane ticket, go to the airport, get on the airplane, go through whatever they make you go through these days. I mean, it's going to take you some time, and you have to move through some space. Everybody come back from Hawaii now. That's a major difference. But you need to learn patience for your body to manifest the things you create instantly. I want to create, fill in the blank. And then you must be patient with your body to bring that creativity into and through it. Time and space. Accept this difference between you and your body, and it will make it infinitely easier for you to validate yourself and your body and learn to balance. The bodies are limited. They're limited by many things. Spirit has no limits. What a frustration for us when we first get in the body. Take a nice deep breath and use your grounding to let go of any frustration you have about your body. It's really a wonderful mechanism once we accept it as it is. Be in the center of your head. Admire your body's qualities and let go of your frustrations that it is not like you, the spirit. Let yourself balance. Now, another major difference between spirit and body that confuses many is that bodies use effort. For you to breathe in and breathe out, effort is used. For you, the spirit, there is zero effort. The intellect has a difficult time comprehending that, which is another difference between spirit and body. But we as spirit can create without effort. Use your grounding to simply release some effort from your body and allow you, the spirit, to move that level of effortlessness into the body. Allow your body to experience that. Your body will always experience effort to live here in this reality as a body. But you, the spirit, can bring a level of effortlessness and spiritual creativity into and through your body. Let your grounding help you release unnecessary effort and balance spirit and body. Now, two more things that the body has and spirit does not are the intellect and the emotions. The emotions are simply the way your body talks to you. It has nothing to do with communication from body to body. Unfortunately, that's become the popular mode. Ideally, your emotions were meant so you, the spirit, could know what's going on in your environment. Hello, I'm scared to death. Well, gee, what's going on? Oh, there's a truck coming at us. I guess I better move. Take a nice deep breath and let go. Let it go down your grounding of anything that stops you, the spirit, from listening to your body's emotions. It's just telling you what's going on. when you begin to listen, you, the spirit, begin to take charge of your creativity. You start to balance out. I know many spiritual practices teach people to ignore their emotions. How absurd. You're ignoring your environment. But to operate a spirit in the physical body, you need to know what's going on in it. It would be like driving your car without ever looking at any of the gauges. Pretty soon you'd be sitting on the side of the road. No gas, no oil. Get to know your body. You can use your grounding. And as spirit, you can take control of your physical environment without denying it. Balance by allowing yourself to hear your emotions from the center of your head without being overwhelmed by them. So I'll give you a moment just to meditate on the main emotion your body is sending to you right now. Grounding to release excess energy and allow yourself to balance. You can listen to and respond to the emotion without being overwhelmed by it because you know how to ground, you know how to center, you know that you are spirit and you don't even have emotions. Another difference. Now the intellect is something that entertains me no end because people believe this is the highest level. And there's some truth to that because it is the highest level of the physical body. So be in the center of your head and validate the intellect. It's wonderful. Without it, we wouldn't have inside plumbing and computers and all kinds of marvelous things. But we don't want to become the intellect so we're always thinking about things. We want to be able to operate as spirit. So be in the center of your head and use your grounding to let go of anything about the intellect that keeps you, the spirit, from using it for your purposes, rather than allowing the intellect to use you. So many things emerge from the intellect, such as doubt. Let go. Let go of the worship of the intellect. Even those we admired as being some of the greatest intellectuals of our time, such as Einstein, was always validating his spiritual information, information that came to him in what he called his dreams. Of course, if you woke up with E equals MC squared, you might not have known what to do with it, but he did. That's a great example of allowing spirit to work with body. You, the spirit, don't need an intellect because you know everything. Take a nice deep breath. Use your grounding. And get the concept of balancing spirit and body. Spirit and body. Just allow yourself to meditate on balancing these two aspects of your creativity. You are spirit. You are in and creating and communicating through a physical body with all its limits, all its experience and sensation, because you are here to give and receive as spirit. And this is the way we've chosen to do it on this planet. With the body. Through the body. One last difference I'd like to mention before we meditate some more on this is that bodies are mortal. If you don't know what that means, it means your body will die. None of us get out of here alive on a physical level. You, the spirit, are immortal. You are like a circle. No beginning, no end, because you are part of God, eternal. This is a balance that takes a little more meditation, but I'd like to present it to you today so that you can begin to balance. Because when we're through with the body, we take the body off like a piece of old clothing and lay it down and move on to the next body. So take a moment and reassure this body that you care about it. And you'll take care of it while you're here in it, using it. And understand that someday you will leave this body and move on to new lessons. Reassure your body that's going to be a while. This is an important step in knowing that you are spirit and you are eternal. Now, we've had so many wonderful teachers on this planet that have taught us about spirit and body, that we are spirit, that we're part of God, and the bodies are our vehicles, that we're one with God. But I'm going to pick Jesus, which I often do, for this particular topic, because he did such a fabulous job of balancing spirit and body. They even nicknamed him Son of God, Son of Man, because he did such a great job operating as spirit and accepting and using the body. And he told us that we can do this also. Isn't that exciting? So I'd like for you to increase your grounding, focus in the center of your head, and draw in a nice bright gold energy. If you'd like, you can create the image of a gold sun above your head and let that energy flow to you and into you and through you. Let this gold energy help you raise your vibration, be in the present, and heal yourself. This vibration can also help you in your communication with Jesus. And I'd like for you to invite Jesus to come and talk to you about balancing your spirit-body relationship. Remember, he created miracles and he drank with harlots. Boy, there's a spirit body for you. He walked on water, and he was called a glutton because he overate. A wonderful soul who validated spirit and body. His first miracle was making water into wine at a wedding. What a wonderful combination of spirit and body, and a celebration of both. So I'm going to give you a 4 or 5 minutes to talk with Jesus about balancing your spirit-body relationship. Take a nice deep breath and ask Jesus for healing to help you let go. Let go of anything that gets in your way of balancing your spirit-body relationship. Maybe it's some things you've stored in your body, like old pains. Or maybe it's some beliefs that aren't appropriate for you anymore. Ask Jesus to help you let go so you can enhance that spirit-body balance. Take a nice deep breath. Thank Jesus for so many wonderful things that he taught us. And acknowledge that you can communicate with Jesus at any time and any place. He's a wonderful friend, teacher, and helper. Now let's do what our purpose is the most important thing in our lives, and that's our communication with God. So as a group, let's draw gold energy through the entire room to help create a high energy, safe place for our communication with God. Increase your grounding. And those of you who know how, if you please ground the room. And allow yourself from the center of your head to be aware of your God, remembering that you're part of God. And you have direct communication with God at any time and any place. And for the next few minutes, I invite you to have a silent communion, or if you'd like, communicate about your spirit-body balance. Who better to receive information from than God? Take a nice deep breath. Begin to be aware of your body again, the room around you. God doesn't need our thanks, but it makes us feel good. So thank God for all that we have. All the wonderful experiences available in a body. Thank God for the opportunity to be in a body at this point in time, where the energy on the planet is rising, spiritual development is at a high peak. Validate the time you've chosen to be here and allow yourself to have a spirit-body balance to truly enjoy the experience. You might want to wiggle your foot, pat your knee to help you bring your attention back to your physical body. When you're ready, you can open your eyes and bend forward. When you're ready, sit up to end your meditation.
Copyright 2020 by Church of Divine Man. All rights reserved. No part of this work may be reproduced or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, including photocopying and recording or by an information storage and retrieval system, except as may be expressly permitted by the 1976 Copyright Act or in writing by the publisher. You, the spirit, may develop and flourish in conjunction with the proper care of your body and mind. The information in this recording is intended to assist you in your spiritual development and to enhance, but not be substituted for, appropriate medical care from licensed health care or mental health professionals. Nor should the information in this recording be substituted for advice from your attorney or financial advisor. Neither Church of Divine Man, CDM Spiritual Center, CDM Publications, the author, nor their representatives shall be responsible or liable for injury or damages incurred by anyone as a result of reliance on or compliance with information contained in this recording.